I want to mention two halachas which regards to the matzahs themselves, the person should be aware of. There's something known as a matzah, which is known as a matzah nefucha, and something which is known as a matzah kefula. And Shulchan Aruch talks about a case where during the time of the baking, so the matzah bent over a little bit. One part of the matzah bent, and the concern is that since the matzah bent over upon itself, the dough which is inside that fold did not bake well. And if it did not bake well, it's still dough. If it's still dough, it can continue to rise and it can become chametz. So we have to be concerned that the dough which is inside of the fold has a din of chametz, and therefore we'd have to answer that part of the matzah. That part of the matzah and an area which is one inch wide all around that area of the matzah. That's known as the matzah kefula. There's also something known as the matzah nefucha, which the person say nowadays is and our matzah basically is not common. Would be that during the time of the baking, you would develop a airspace within the dough itself, within the bottom layer and the top layer of the dough. There'd be an airspace. And again, the concern is that area inside is either because it rose, that's why it's there, or because the fact that it spread out, again, would prevent the heat from baking it well, and it would be considered dough. And then if it's considered dough still, then potentially it has to rise, and it would be considered chametz. Nefucha, if you have a nefucha in the matzah, the whole matzah is oser. By kfula, the loch is just the area around the matzah is oser, the kfula is oser. By nefucha, the whole matzah is oser. Now, and sometimes you find that you'll have a matzah and there's a little, very thin layer of a hump, an airspace, and there's a very thin layer of a matzah on top or on bottom. That's not a problem. That's not what they're referring to. The fucha means in the actual dough itself, but a very thin layer of crust, which is on top or on bottom, is not a problem. So practically, the fucha is a very uncommon issue you should have as manazet. The other case which the person talk about, which goes along the same lines, we put holes in the matzah to help the matzah from not blowing up. The reason why the holes is to help the matzah doesn't blow up. If you have a matzah which has no holes in it, they missed that, which is very uncommon. That matzah you should not use. That matzah should be removed and not be used. The question which is more common is the question of a kfula. So the halacha talks about two types of kfulas. You have a kfula which is during the time of the baking, the matzah folded over. So as long as the two sides of the matzah the fold does not touch each other, so the heat can get inside there, that's not a problem. That's not what we're worried about. We're worried about it's actually touching. What's more common is while they are rolling out the dough, sometimes you can roll the dough in such a way, a little bit vigorous, which one layer of dough will slide on top of a lower layer of dough, but the upper layer of dough will sort of slide over on top. And you'll see that it looks like a zigzag type of a shape inside of your matzah. So that's called the kfula b'shas aricha. During the time of rolling out the dough, here you have one layer of dough on top of another layer of dough. So is that considered a problem? Some ikur in the person said it's not considered a problem because since it was there already at the time of the richa and it was put together well, when you're baking it, we assume that the heat of the oven will bake it through totally. There are some person which are concerned about it, and therefore there are people which are makmer and they remove it and with an inch around it. But the difference between this type of kfula and the kfula, which is a kfula b'shas during the actual afiyah, is a kfula b'shas afiyah has a loch of chametz and you have a loch of bir chametz. A person would find that on Pesach, we'd have a loch, he has to burn it. Whereas a kfula b'shas aricha, even though we're makmer and the minhag is to be makmer not to eat it, but you do not need to take it out of your possession. A person can eat it after Pesach. We do not give it a lach of chametz shavu of Pesach. We do not give it a lach of chametz that you must the beer chametz on it. So a person can put those pieces away and save them for after Pesach if he wants, if he so wishes, and eat them. Excuse me one second. The second issue is if you have a matzah which you see that it has such a kfula, you can use it for lechem mishnah, and then afterwards break off that piece and put it off to the side. If it hadn't been a kfula b'shas delisha, we do not use. So you can tell a kfula b'shas delisha is very uncommon because part of the job which the people when they take the matzahs out is they're supposed to check to see if any kfula is there, and there are sometimes that it does happen, but those are destroyed. Those matzahs are put to the side, and you can actually go to the matzah baker if you want and get bona fide hot chametz dikah shmura matzah to eat. right? Because it's considered as kfula, so it's a shvura matzah, but it's a kamei. So you can get to eat it before Pesach, and if you want to go to the batzah regularly, you can get that. But so those are put to the side. Those are not sold into your boxes. But in case it would happen, such a thing, a person should check before Yom Tov, should go through your boxes and see if you have any such kfulas, you should get rid of them before Yom Tov. The other kfulas, it's preferred to take care of them before, put them off to the side and take care of them before. You can break them off and put them to the side. But you do not have to destroy them. If you're worried about lechem mishnah, make sure you have a lechem mishnah. I guess you can leave them there and then take care of that on Yom Tov. Have a good morning.